We are proud of what engineers are doing. We'll try to make it easy, fast, and simple. That's how engineer works.
That's Ryerson engineering student Simon Corian. For the past 2 months, he's followed the miner saga as his professors highlighted the speed at which engineers were able to come up with the rescue. One of the university's engineering professors, Dr. Xavier Fernando, specializes in the technology that makes it possible to speak with people working underground. He was glued to TV coverage of the miners' ordeal.
The happiest moment was when they said, okay, the first miner is out of the mine, so I said, okay, it's not going to be a tragedy anymore.
Often he and his students look at mining disasters where workers were cut off from the outside world, but not this time.
They were able to actually communicate with the external world, and that gave them enough courage and hope for them to actually be there, to survive and to go through this period without losing their spirit.
Fernando adds all the attention to the miners' 69-day ordeal helped boost the popularity of a yearly design project he sets up in underground communication. Usually it doesn't generate much student interest, but thanks to all of the media coverage, Fernando says this semester it's the hot topic. Lisa Naccarato, CBC News, Toronto.